Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brown exit. Let's get to Locker, who joins us right now. Craig, how are the Caps down 3-0?
That's a million-dollar question, but it really isn't. This is unlike any year. They've just played so darn poorly, to be honest with you, Grant. I've never... you know, seeing the Caps play like this, so listless, so out of sync, lack of passing, lack of skating. I have never seen this from this club. This is unlike being down 2-0 to Columbus, because to me, in the Columbus series, when they won the Cup, they dominated and were just down 2-0. So sooner or later, the good play was going to take over, which it did after that Eller double OT goal. So for me, this is a tough hill to climb the way they're playing right now. You know, you've heard the adage, we're going to flip the switch. Well, we've heard this too long, and now I think it's too tough to flip a switch. They may win this one, but I don't see them going much farther than tonight.
Locker, this is always such a hard thing in sports to figure out whether it's a blame pie or where to assign credit slash blame. But do your best here. Percentages. How much do we just give credit to the Islanders, because I think they're playing great, and Trotz's system, we know it works. We saw it work here not that long ago, versus maybe the Capitals' own struggles, inability to adjust, etc. Who do you give credit to, and who do you give blame to?
Oh, I think it's 50-50. I give Islanders credit, but to me, Danny, when the Caps are playing at their best, this should be a 6-game series in favor of the Caps. I will say this about the Caps. I don't think they are showing the speed. I think they're showing some wear and tear. I think some of the veteran guys are showing some age. It seems like in the bubble, the teams that are doing well and are able to adjust quickly have been the young teams and the young players. I look at the Caps, and I always thought, you know, after that 4-month layoff, that you see at the start of the year that older players take longer time to get into a groove. Case in point, for example, in Alex Ovechkin. Even though he's done well and he's probably been their best forward, he's not playing, say, like at the start of the year, October, November, then December, I saw Alex Ovechkin. And it takes the veteran hands guys, the goal scorers, a lot longer. The young guys, we always say it, you know, both of you guys do, look at this young guy in October. Is he ever marvelous? He's flying around out there. That's because it's easier for them to get in to the so-called game shape to be ready. So to me, this has been a double whammy for the Caps. Number one, they're not playing well. And number two, their top players are having a tough time getting back into the groove. They think maybe it's just regular season. That's what it is in their body clocks. And all of a sudden, it's hard to get right into the competitive nature of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So to me, that's what's gone wrong. And the teams that are going to be successful are the young teams. Case in point, the St. Louis Blues are also struggling. The Caps are the second oldest team in the final 16. So to me, a lot of those things hold true. But Danny, you nailed it. Give credit to the Islanders. They can't play any better, and the Caps can't play any worse. That is a bad, bad combination.
Yeah, that's how you get to the verge of a sweep tonight. The game is at 8 o'clock. You can watch Locker and Joe Beninati on NBC Sports Washington. You can hear the game on 94.7, our sister station. One note from practice, it looks like Martin Ferravari, who was pretty good, I thought, in Game 3, will not play. And Michael Kempney, who has not played well in this series, is going to be back in the lineup. Locker, what changes would you make either to the roster or the game plan if you were Todd Reardon?
I would shorten everything tonight, especially the forwards. I'd say the first couple of shifts, Grant, and say, look, at who's going, who wants to play, who's going to play. I need my nine top nine to play every other shift. So, to me, it's a lot of double shifting tonight. I would think for the Ovechkin trio with Kuzi and Wilson, I hope that Backstrom's able to come back, because even Backstrom, half Backstrom or three-quarter Backstrom, just brings you so much more than they can throw up the middle as far as offense. And then you move Eller down, and now all of a sudden you roll those three lines. So to me, it's about that. To me, it's about even, you know, you look at analytics and you look at stuff, and analytics show you that if you're hitting, it doesn't always mean that you're going to win the game. I would like the Capitals to utilize their adrenaline, their energy in skating and passing. And if you're going to have Wilson run around and hit a few guys in OV, I'd prefer them to be half the hits that they normally have, so that they now have energy, number one, when they're hemmed in the zone, to have energy to get out of their zone and now go on to the attack. I think that's going to be a key factor tonight. Yes, take the body, but focus on skating and focus on passing. We're going to show that in our open tonight, where I see the Caps being one of the best teams in the league, and you've seen them. You guys have both seen them. When they're passing the puck and skating, they're world beaters. It's like, oh, my God, we're going to win the cup. And we saw them in, you know, October, November, December, some of the months that they were flying out there. And I'm going to show that compared to what they're doing now. They can hardly connect the dots with pucks. And to me, that's about skating, number one. Number two, being in support position. So you're not taking a 50-foot pass. You're making a 10-foot pass. So my adjustment would be to come together, be tighter coming up the ice so that the passes are shorter, and now they can attack that D that the Islanders have, which is very good, by the way, with some speed.
You mentioned speed. You mentioned the top six. Jacob Rana is really fast. He's in the top six. Different story probably if he buries that breakaway in game three, and we'd be talking about the Caps stealing one and having some life. It doesn't go his way. Moments later, the Islanders win. 13 games under Todd Reardon in the playoffs, 0 points. He's a minus seven over that time. Outside of a great game against Pittsburgh, Locker, a few years ago, he has not done very much in the postseason. Why do you think that is? Why has he struggled?
I still think, remember, Danny, I'm giving him a bye because, number one, he's still a young player learning and maturing as a player. We all forget, you know, because he's a 25-goal scorer, that it takes some time. You know, you look around the league for the guys that are, you know, brimming with confidence now. And a guy that I look at is a guy like Braden Point in Tampa Bay, who may be one of the best centers now in the National Hockey League, and nobody talks about him because he had struggled in the playoffs. He hadn't learned how to utilize his speed to the fullest. I think that's where the maturity is now in Bronner's game. I think Jake is also a player, guys. When you look at his numbers, he scores in bunches because I think he needs confidence in that department, and young players often do, that you need goal-scoring confidence. And I think if he would have scored in overtime, he would again score tonight. That's the type of player and mentality some of these young players have. They're worried about putting points on the board rather than worrying about their whole game plan. Like I used to tell my son, you know, he says, Dad, well, I'm not scoring. I said, well, Kyle, you're not doing the steps that are necessary to score. And I think sometimes that's what happens to Jake. And I think he's ready to break out. And I hope he scores one tonight from anywhere, off anything, off his body, a shot or whatever, because then all of a sudden, to me, you're going to see a different Verona playing with that confidence as a shooter.
Locker, if tonight is in fact Braden Holtby's last game as a Capital, how will we remember his legacy?
Oh, well, I you're always going to remember champions, and my legacy with Braden is going to be two things, hoisting the Stanley Cup and making the so-called save, and that will forever live in my mind of Braden Holtby. I will also remember him as being a goaltender that spoke his mind, that was heavily involved in the community here, and, you know, we're jumping a step because we're saying he's not going to sign. And I can see that happening 90%. There's still a 10% chance if he takes a hometown discount that they could get him back, and he would be an unbelievable tutor for a Samsonov. You know, guys, they're going to have to sign a veteran goalie anyways. So if you could get Braden on a hometown discount, how great would that be for the development of the goaltenders in the pipeline moving forward? So I'm not shutting the door. There's a crack open, fellas, and I'm hoping and really hoping that he could be a guy that could return.
Locker, do me a favor and call a win tonight. I want more Joe B. and Locker in my life. I don't want to have to wait until this fall. Well, give me a W tonight, would you?
Okay, well, and I'll give you some good karma. And you know, I'm a tennis guy, so I played early this morning. Down 4-0 to my son, and I ended up winning 6-4. So I said right there, how the heck did I come back? Well, play at a point at a time, fellas. Play at a shift at a time. So maybe that was good karma. I am expecting a win tonight. They can't go out meekly and be swept by this Islanders team.
Yeah, at this point, that's kind of my goal. Do not be swept by Barry Trotz and these Islanders. Locker, congrats on the tennis win. Good info as always, buddy. We appreciate you.
Why do we always talk tennis when I'm on with you guys? I don't get it. Oh, well.
I love it.
Tennis pro.
Why not? Yeah, next
right,
time, we'll have you break down your game in more detail. We might not have a whole lot of hockey to talk about anyway.
I know.
We will break down what's next for the Caps if they lose with Al Kokin, and if they win, now, will we be in grasp mode? Would they be able to get back into this series? He's going to join us coming up at 1:30. Next on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan, let's go around the NFL. A veteran star wide receiver getting a workout. A quarterback competition is heating up. And there's a team saying they expect to have fans in the stands this year. You're listening to The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.